Just because a rule has been 5 years in the oven doesn't mean it's fully baked. That's why six federal contractors' trade associations have signed a letter asking that a rule on organizational conflict of interest be delayed just a little bit longer. The Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council, better known as the FAR Council, had planned on making it final right now. Joining me with the latest developments, Trey Hodgkins, Senior Vice President at the Information Technology Alliance for the Public Sector. Trey, good to have you back.
Thanks, Tom. Happy to be here.
So this rule has a long and tortured history. First of all, what does the rule try to talk about?
So that's a good question. People probably remember the acronym OCI, but may not recall exactly what it means. This rule was intended to create regarding contractor access to public and non-public information, and then restructure the provisions in regulation that made sure that a company that wanted to do business with the government didn't have some other ulterior business interest, internal organizational interest in the outcome of an award and the business. And an example would be that, and many people are familiar with this, is that the government comes, has a competition and says, this is our problem, and a company offers a solution and then is hired to provide that specific solution. The idea was, let's have a disinterested party determine what the solution should be and then have another entity provide the solution. That way you don't have somebody sort of rigging the solution to drive business in their direction.
And the origin of this rule is actually predates the Obama administration, correct? Goes back to 2008?
That's correct. People remember Dan Gordon focused on this issue a great deal when he was the OFPP administrator. And industry was very appreciative of his open process that he had with both internally and externally trying to address issues like this one. And he published, there was an ANPR that was published in 2008, and then this rule was proposed, and the comment period closed literally a little more than 5 years ago, latter part of July in 2011. And the government has been silent on what it got and what it thinks of what it got and how it plans to resolve those. As you may know, in the process, they have to look at every comment they get and explain what they're going to do with the comment and why they did that. We don't have any visibility into that or any thoughts about that. And the more important part is that a lot of things have changed in 5 years.
Since the comment period closed 5 years ago, then there's been radio silence pretty much on that particular rule?
Yeah, and that's not abnormal. It's just that, 5 years is an exceptionally long period of time for a policy to sit with no engagement with stakeholders, and then the solution is we're going to publish whatever our thoughts were 5 years ago. And that seems to be sort of where we are right now. And industry and others are suggesting that, things have changed in 5 years. You've had the Department of Defense has issued a comparable rule on this issue. Everyone doing in business at DOD has brought their business models into compliance with that rule, including the most notable example of major business model overhaul was when Northrop Grumman sold off what is now TASS. So companies address these issues internally. They look for the conflicts based on the framework that was discussed at the time, and then a comparable framework that was ultimately promulgated and put in place by DOD. And the concern is that we are moving forward with concepts and ideas and potential solutions that perhaps don't fit a moment 5 years ago, but perhaps don't fit a moment today.
We're speaking with Trey Hodgkins, Senior Vice President of the Information Technology Alliance for the Public Sector. Does the rule, as it looks frozen in time, it's almost like one of those amber insects.
Then we want to resurrect some DNA here.
Right. Well, as it appears now, does it look as if they took into account those comments that were given 5 years ago?
Well, they're required by the process to do that, but we don't know the final disposition of the comments. You had commentors ranging from government entities like HHS and FDIC to a host of outside entities, and then the organization I'm speaking on behalf of the IT Alliance for Public Sector, but in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, the Professional Services Council, the Aerospace Industries Association, the National Defense Industry Association, and the American Council of Engineering Companies, all of us representing across various sectors, companies that contract with the federal government, we pooled our intellectual capabilities to respond to this rule. We had rather substantial and lengthy comments, and we were only one entity, representing six voices. There were other voices, and so we just don't know what happened to all those perspectives that were sort of thrown into the pot of stew here. And it's just been cooking for 5 years, and we don't know what we've got now. And again, the more important part is that, you know, companies, their business models, and the government itself has moved beyond the point that was an issue 5 years ago. And so we want to make sure that we're going to have a final product that actually fits the situation today, and that we're not going to be imposing a set of regulations that fit a period 5 years ago but doesn't really fit the facts on the ground today.
Yeah, you threw a shank bone into the stew, and now a goat's head is floating up to the surface. So what did the FAR Council say they're going to do now? They wanted to issue it as a final rule as of what date?
Well, they've received our request and acknowledged their receipt of that request, but they have not responded or indicated what their decision would be. We became aware of this when the proposal, the final product, was moved from the FAR Council over to the OIRA.
Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs.
So OIRA got the proposal, and that's when it popped up on their website as something that was being published as a final proposal. And so our concerns were raised at that point, and that's where we are in the process.
What would you like to happen for the rule now, to be withdrawn or to be reissued as a proposal so that new comments can be offered?
Correct. Because things have changed, the facts on the grounds have changed, companies have realigned their business models, we think this should be published again as a proposed rule. And then all of the stakeholders, as I noted, there are government agency stakeholders in this as well, can assess whether or not what's being proposed, what would be put in place, fits the facts on the ground today. Is there alignment with what DOD put in place? Are we actually creating a conflict? All of those issues that need to be examined really can't be examined if they proceed with a final rule. So our suggestion is, let's pause a second. Let's take a look at what has been developed. Frankly, it probably sat on the shelf for a while, collected a little dust, and then people returned their attention to it. And so we want to make sure that what we come out with is something that's advances the government's interests, but make sure that all the stakeholders' interests are at least taken into account, and that the facts on the ground fit what we put in place as a final product today.
Trey Hodgkins is Senior Vice President at the IT Alliance for Public Sector. Thanks so much for joining me.
Happy to be here, Tom.
You can read the letter and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.